Static.
Hey, what's up, Miles?
Hey, what's going on, Bob?
Nothing. I got this damn dryer on down here. Let me go turn that off real quick, all right? Why don't you entertain the folks for a moment?
Okay. Are we on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll start talking then. So, anyway, my wife gets sick. She thinks she's got strep.
She's got strep throat?
Yeah, this was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we were forced to take out a new doctor. I won't go into it, it's a long story, but we were forced to take out a new doctor.
Did you piss off the old one?
No, he left us.
Oh, really? He did not want to see you anymore? He left town?
Yeah, no, I don't know. He just didn't want to see us. I don't know.
Seriously?
He wanted to see this doc nitwit, right?
Now, wait a minute. Why didn't this doctor want to see you anymore?
He left our health plan, so...
Oh, okay, so like...
We are no longer welcome there.
It's an HMO thing.
Something like that, yes.
Those damn HMOs.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
Weird.
So we go to see this new Dr. Nitwit.
Is that his real name?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I won't use his real name. And so my wife's like, well, I think I have strep. And the doctor looks at her throat and he goes, well, that's going to cost money to run a test, and I don't want to run a test. So let's just call it strep.
Okay.
He's like, well, you know, I'll give you some medicine to get rid of the strep.
So your wife is diagnosing herself. Is this what you're telling me?
Basically. And there's some kind of medicine my wife takes. She gets like some kind of feminine problem when she takes this medicine. Right?
Now, I don't want to go into the feminine problem, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an ingredient for making bread. Okay. You know. You get the idea?
Now, you're not going to find any mice crawling around in there, are you?
No, I hope. So, you know, she's like...
You remember the bread maker story in the mouse, don't
you?
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So, she's like, you know, can you give me something for the feminine problem as well? And he's like, well, no, I don't like to write a lot of prescriptions. Because you're HMO.
So, is this guy, like, wanted...
I don't know. There's something real weird about this guy.
I don't want to write a lot of prescriptions or, you know, do much of anything. I just want to get paid.
Basically. So
sounds like a good gig.
After a little arm twisting, he finds free samples to give to my wife.
Of
whatever she needs to take.
The strep thing?
Huh?
The strep?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the feminine thing.
And the feminine thing?
Okay. So now...
You have to dust him off? Is it like... It's like Monistat 21?
Yeah, but it was like a generic, like, you know, Ben and Jerry yeast infection. I don't know what that was. Right.
Yeah.
So then we're getting ready to leave. My wife's like, well, you know, I'm in some real bad pain with this thing. And he's like, well, have you tried aspirin? Which, you know, of course, we didn't think of, you know, of course. You wouldn't think of taking aspirin, you know. Yeah, stupid nitwit. Yeah, we tried that, you know. My wife is almost bleeding from her eyes. And she's like, you know, can I have some pain medicine?
Uh-huh.
And once again, the guy's like, oh, yeah, I don't like to write a lot of prescriptions. I get sent letters, you know, and I don't want to get a bad letter. So I'm thinking, does this guy get some kind of bonus in his paycheck for not writing a prescription or what?
Could be. HMO, you know. They're paying him off.
Anyway, that's my brief little story.
He doesn't want to get any demerits.
I don't know, you know.
I already got two demerits from the HMO, and I don't want to get a third.
I might get my name on the blackboard, you know, if I give you this.
You know, I'm going to lose my status as hall pass monitor.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of medical things.
Yes?
As you know, we are expecting, my wife and I.
Twins?
Not twins. We've already enrolled that one.
Okay.
But we're enrolled in Lamaze class.
Oh, wow.
And so last Monday was our first Lamaze class.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's going to be 6 weeks in Lamaze. And, you know, you're sitting there. It's all strangers.
Right.
Right? You go to this class. It's like, I think it's more nerve-wracking than any class I've taken in college or anything like that because you know, at least in college you go there and there are people about your same age with the same interests.
Right.
But you get to Lamaze and it runs the gambit.
Like, it's like a bunch of 16-year-old girls with, like, 40-year-old guys or something.
No, they were all about the same age, oddly enough. But, you know, I'm looking around the room and I'm like, who's going to be the freak? Who's going to be the freak? Am I the freak, you know? I got to pick the freak out of the room because that's what I... You know, when we were in college together, I picked you out. But anyway, there's the freak. But no, so I'm like, hey, you know, I'm looking around, they all look like, they look like you more than me, actually. They look all with clean cut, and, you know, they're very nice and shaven and everything. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to be the freak, which is all right, because then at least I know where I'm at all the time.
You're like a 300 pump.
Yeah, exactly. And so I'm like, and then this guy walks in, tattoos all over the place.
This isn't the teacher from the class, is it?
No, it wasn't the teacher. She was a little nurse lady, but anyway, the guy with the tattoos walks in, I'm like, there's the freak, right?
And he's got no partner, right?
No, I just want to watch. No, he's got his pregnant woman there. I guess they're married, I don't know. They go around, they ask people to say a few words, you know, about the experience and what do you expect to get out of this. And, you know, the normal thing. And all the guys aren't talking.
Right.
It comes around the corner, you know. Chuck, what do you think?
I don't know.
You know. I don't need more talk. Everybody knows I had sex now. I can't stand it. Everybody's, like, checking out his wife. Yeah, Chuck, man. You know.
Look at the Hooters on her.
So, you know, it's real, it's a real pressure kind of thing. And then when the guy's talking, get to the tattoo guy. He's talking. Oh, yeah, this is going to be great. This is going to be great, right?
Yeah.
He goes on, and the teacher finally kind of just, oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. Let's move on. You know.
Right.
He's kind of making a spectacle out of himself.
Like Chatty Cathy or something.
Yeah, he was real chatty, you know. And so, the teacher talks about the birth,
uh-huh.
You know, and the baby will come out, and you experience this, so you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but then the placenta will come out afterwards.
Right.
The afterbirth. Well, this guy chimes in, because he evidently has another child from a previous relationship. I got a 6-year-old, and I'm telling you guys, when that placenta comes out, that's the best show you're ever going to get. That's better. That's a better show than the 91 ride at Riverport in St. Louis when Guns N' Roses were there. Right, so this guy's doing this thing, right? And so I'm trying, like, I'm
is that like scooting away from this guy?
Like? Yeah. No, unfortunately he said like two couples away from him.
Oh,
yeah, no, everybody's like stuck because they came in late, and so they took like the last two chairs.
Right.
Oh my God. These poor people next to us, I think it was only one couple. It was two people. It's like, I'm on the end, my wife, and then this other couple. And they're like so quiet. I mean, I didn't even know, I heard their names, but I can't remember them because they said them so softly. I think,
right.
You know, what are you? You know, this guy's sitting there, hey, yeah, that placenta, yeah, man.
Whoops,
the jungle, baby. And then I fried it up with some butter. Yeah. He didn't say that. I expected him to say that, you know.
I got it in the freezer.
Yeah. It's like a cake topper, you know. From when you're married, a year after the kid makes it to a year, you go ahead and fry it up and feed it to him. I mean, it was just totally freaky, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm expecting that I'll get lots of stories out of this class from this guy. You know, I'm expecting him to rip one while we're all down on the floor. And he'll go, honey, what was that? She can't control herself. But I mean, half the people in there were totally, all the guys, I can tell you, were very uncomfortable with this.
Right.
And they wouldn't talk hardly at all.
Right.
And I got one zinger in that I was proud of because it was like, but I don't know if I'm proud or not because it just puts me closer to the freak. Because nobody else talked except for me and the freak and maybe one other guy.
Right.
And so they're all lining us up. Okay, freak, curly haired fat guy, you know. And then Lily White, kid in glasses who doesn't look like he's got a penis. So, but I said, my wife said, you know, she's talking about, she had a lot of morning sickness. She's like, well, it's been pretty good so far, except for the 20 weeks of throwing up. So then the lady goes, well, you know, what have you got to add there, Bob? I'm like, well, I feel 15. Yeah, and nobody got it either.
They all
believe me. They thought I was.
Did you talk like after the guy at the tattoo?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
so.
I wonder why. Yeah, they're all like.
They're all too afraid to laugh. Too afraid. And the nurse lady goes, "Oh, really? Sympathy pains?" I go, "No, I got a weak stomach. I couldn't stand watching her." So that was my. Nobody laughed because they're all too afraid of this guy.
You're like. Ahead of
yourself. Yeah, I know. It's terrible. So I don't know what next week's going to bring. I think this guy's going to rip one off. There'll be lightning bugs or something.